job by the Vikings interior and a short gain.
That's DeMeester again, Greg, and he is so good. They run that little hesitation on the buck, where, and that gives, for years that gave those 2 years Luke McChrystal had trouble with that, where you would just kind of hesitate a second, and all the defensive players are looking around, and then he just accelerates. So he got himself a couple of steps. We'll set this sets up second down and 7 for the Cardinals.
Yeah, it looked like a great play, but he picked up, like Tom said, 3-4 yards. Now they run an option with the quarterback, fakes the pitch, and has a first down. He took a hard hit right at the chain. That was a hard hit out in the secondary on the quarterback Bach, but he got a first down to the 18-yard line of Jackson. And this, Tom, this is exactly what we expected from Coldwater.
Yeah, we're down to 7:40 to go in the first quarter. No score between Jackson High and Coldwater, and the Cardinals are marching. They took the opening onside kickoff by Jackson High at about the 43, and they've marched now down to the Jackson High 18.
First down. Fumble. That ball's loose. Jackson's got the ball. Vikings get the fumble. It's a single digit. It looks like Lance Taylor, the junior linebacker, came up with it. Tom, just a mishandle.
Yeah, Jackson didn't really do anything to get the fumble except fall on it. First time that Coldwater has run a little crisscross in the backfield, and when the quarterback Bach stepped back, he made some sort of he bumped shoulders with somebody. The ball just dropped free. Lance Taylor, the linebacker for Jackson High, grabbed it, and the Vikings averted disaster. 7:16 to go, first quarter. Jackson High, Coldwater, no score.
Out of the shotgun, Jay Collin, the quarterback, stands at the 15-yard line, pitches to Suddeth. He's hit in the backfield. He escapes one, but not the next three.
Talk about a difference in styles. We just watched Coldwater run about 8 plays, 2 tight ends, a balanced line, straight T in the backfield. Jackson, spread, shotgun, people all over the place, a quarterback and a halfback behind him.
4 receivers and Suddeth with Holland in the backfield. And they hand to Shawnee, and he's drilled for a loss of 5 back to the 15.
There were 4 men from Coldwater that made the tackle, led by number 1, Jaden Coney.
You better block somebody.
Now, Coney came out of the secondary, Greg. You see where he is, number 1. He's a safety on that hash mark. So they obviously have Jackson scouted very well about what they do with this Veer-type spread offense.
3rd and 15, 4 wideouts. And Holland back to throw it. Got a man out here. Dropped the pass right in the hands of number 2, Demetrius Craig. That was a beautiful throw by Holland. Should have been a first down up near the 40-yard line. What, you got to catch those,
and you know,
Tom.
Demetrius Craig is a kid that played quite a bit last year, so it's not like it's his first varsity game or anything.
Man.
Holland put the ball right on his hands, and it was just not caught. Nice toss by Jake Holland. Now this sets up 4th down and very long. And for years we watched Scott Farley, even back when he was at Leslie, he wouldn't punt here.
No.
And, you know, he's got Holland in the...
Looks like Suddeth is back.
Suddeth is back on the 5.
That doesn't mean he's going to kick it. But he does. Whoa, nice kick by Suddeth. Look at this kick. It's inside the 40-yard line.
I think it's safe to say he's the best athlete on the field. Strong, tough.
47-yard kick, no return. Coldwater gets it at the 39.
And you wouldn't also say it was a traditional punter-type punt. It was more of a rugby-type, take a step or two and just punch it.
If you can do that every time, that would be a plus. But a disturbing first series, Tom, because the Vikings were not stopping Coldwater, and they fumbled, and Jackson did nothing really on their two running plays. They lost 5 yards and then dropped a pass. And now DeMeester into the secondary. Hit hard there at the 44-yard line. Pick up a 5.
He was. I think it was Yaxheimer down there along with 34. I don't have a 34. 54, Yaxheimer, and 8, Marcus Worthy. Two linebackers in on the stop. But, you know, there's a gain of 5 yards on first down. And as our good friend Russell Davis always would teach us, you know, after being the fullback at U of M, 3 yards on first down is a win.
Yeah.
You get 5 on first down.
And Jackson has just jumped offside.
And then Hubbard, the nose man, I believe it was him, 52, mm-hmm. just kind of jumped. And he's on the ball, so there's really no reason to do so. And that gave Coldwater another 5 on offsides.
And that's a first down. And Hubbard comes out, Jalen Cooper, and they're trying to go with Hubbard both ways. He's the offensive center.
Tough to do.
Playing a defensive line. We have 5 minutes to go in the quarter. Very fast clock here. Good hit, but they couldn't wrap up, and a nice run for Coldwater down to the Jackson 44 by Connor Covert. He was hit right at the 50, Tom, and just ran right through a tackler.
As we were talking in the pregame, these guys in this style of play isn't conducive to the way Jackson plays. They get into your gut, they block you pretty good, and when they run, they've got a full head of steam because the running backs are in a three-point stance and they're going forward. Now they might be going lateral on that belly, but they're still getting some a head start.
There's a good defensive play there. Pickup of 2.
Was that Mike Timms just gave the tackle to, I thought he said Taylor.
It's just tragic, these numbers. You cannot read the numbers here.
Camouflage numbers.
Just, man, I don't get it. Third down and a yard for Coldwater. And they don't get that yard.
Nice play, Jackson.
They'll look at a 4th and a yard. Marcus Worthy ended up on the play, but a couple other Vikings in there stopped that play cold at the line of scrimmage. And I wish we could decipher who they were.
Yes, that was an excellent play by the Vikes.
4th down and a yard. Quarterback has not kept the ball yet on this offense. You know, Tom, you know it's coming. Everybody in tight. Boy, that's just a hard football run.
Is that Covert?
Connor Covert.
Oh,
tough kid.
Now
he's a senior, 200 pounds, and he just ran over 2 tacklers.
Yeah, this is what's demoralizing, is the fact that they're just kind of driving it right down your throat.
There's not a lot you can do.
No, there isn't a darn thing you can do. You can try a little, you can change some personnel, but believe me, they've got the best kids out there that they can find. And you got to go both ways with a bunch of them, which is, you know, you're playing shorthanded.
Kind of a delay in the backfield. Good job by the Vikes here. They get maybe a yard as they went to Joey Severn.
I think they're going to find out that they're maybe better off not running the delay and just running right at Jackson. And as you just mentioned, they haven't run the quarterback boot yet. They haven't thrown the pass yet either. So if they run a boot or throw a pass, and Jackson is really kind of biting on everything because they're really inching up to stop the run, then you could have a quick score.
2nd down, almost 10. We'll call it 10 here. As Bach is hit as he hands it off. That ball might have been taken away by the Vikings. They were grabbing at the football. They're going to give it to Coldwater. Jackson had their hands on it. That was 22, I believe. Well, we don't have a 22. That's a loss of three, third down and 14. I don't think I could read those numbers, Tom, if they were standing here in this booth.
They're tough. It's tough. In contrast, that with Coldwater's beautiful white uniforms with bright red numbers that you can see.
Third, 13. First back through DeMeester. Into the secondary. And he's got 12 yards, and it's going to bring up a fourth and one.
I think Jeff Scorfar, the Coldwater coach, realizes kind of what I've been talking about, that some of your crisscrosses and some of those traps, maybe that's their best bet, is straight ahead with Bemeester and with Colbert.
Fourth down and one from the 25. We have no score, and the first quarter is almost over. You get an offense like this that is a grinded-out offense, these games can go quickly. Bach on fourth and a yard from the 25. First down, 20, and down near the 15-yard line. Colin Torrey. And a wide variety of, they've had four running backs that have been successful here in the first quarter. And they're at the Viking 15-yard line. This drive started back at their 39 after that great punt by Shawnee Suddeth. This will probably be the last play of the quarter. And DeMeester hit right there at the 15-yard line. He got about a yard, and that will end the quarter. Tom out of town.
Patrick J. Kelly just got us the score. It's already West Catholic 9, Lumen Christi nothing. I don't have the time. I'm assuming it's still in the first quarter. Grand Rapids West Catholic 9, Lumen Christi nothing.
We are scoreless at the end of the first, but Coldwater threatening, and we'll be back in 1 minute. 970 WKHM, 101.5 FM.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At Omnisource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our five Omnisource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit Omnisource.com.
Al Rose Steel and the Glick family are proud to celebrate 100 years of living and working in the Jackson community. Louis Glick arrived in Jackson, Michigan in 1916. He built a successful scrap business, Glick Iron and Metal. In 1948, the youngest of Louis's children, Al, with guidance from his brother Robert, started his own metal service in Jackson. He named the new company using the first two letters of his name along with his brother's name, calling it Al Rose Steel. Today, Al is still active at Al Rose Steel in its 69th year in business. Al Rose Steel, online at alro.com.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
GLC, Tom Ratchford, Tony Mack, Mike Carmelli, Josh Ankrell, executive producer. Big production here tonight. 14-yard line, here we go, second quarter. We are scoreless, but Coldwater, let's face it, they dominated the first quarter. And Bach, the quarterback, keeps it. Late pitch, and this will be a touchdown. Bach ran that beautifully, the option. He pitched it back to Joey Severn, and he was open to the pylon for the 14-yard touchdown for Coldwater, and they draw first blood 6-0.
You knew it was happening. You knew it was happening. 11:53 to go in the second quarter. First play of the second quarter. And Coldwater with a very easy touchdown run to Joey Severn. All the Jackson High kids bit. The quarterback, Bach, just pitched it to Severn on a nice little wide option. And he went untouched into the end zone.
Extra point. Jackson's offside. There was movement also from Coldwater. And they drew Jackson off, so it'll be a 5-yard walk-off on the Cardinals. And they'll try to kick this extra point from the 15-yard line. And the kicker is Cameron Barnes, I believe, and that's up and good. Pretty good kick there. Now, Coldwater takes a 7-0 lead here. Let's take a quick break, just a 30 break, right back with the kick. WKHM FM 101.5.
School is back in session, which means kids will be swarming the streets walking to school and crowding the corners waiting for the bus. It also means that we've got to be careful driving through school zones. Drive extra slow and stay alert for children crossing the street. If you approach a bus stop where kids are loading or unloading, stop and wait for the bus to begin moving again. Then keep a lookout for kids walking along the road. Together we can make this school year a safe school year. This message brought to you by the American Title Company.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back at Withington, Coldwater's really dominated the first half. They have had the ball for, I'm going to say about 30 plays to Jackson's 3. And here's the kickoff. Low line drive kick, and it goes right by the Jackson return man. Now he picks it up, and he's going to be hog-tied and dragged down about the 2 or 3 yard line.
Sebastian Toland for Jackson was unable to handle that.
That was a debacle.
I believe that's number 3, Greg, Sebastian Toland. He couldn't handle it, and it was kind of a bouncing kick. And that's the one thing Jackson can do, because they can score just like that on one of those kickoff returns. But he didn't handle it, and he got tackled, and they're back at the 2-yard line.
Yeah, this is muscle over speed right now. Jackson has not been able to really utilize anything here. And they're not having any fun right now over on Spring Arbor Road.
5 minutes to go, first quarter, West Catholic 16, Lumen Christi nothing.
Holland deep in the end zone. And then straight handoff, pretty good run out over the 5-7 yard line. That's Shawnee Suddeth. And they're going to give him the 8 yard line. So that's a pickup of about 6 yards on first down. Just a straight dive over tackle. Maurice Smith, Tyler Wilson, Noah Hubbard, Zach Smith, Trey Monroe up front for the Vikings. Paris in motion. Big hole here for Sutton on a delay. He's loose, 25, the 30, 35, up to the 40-yard line. First down, J-High.
Sam DeMeester on the stop, probably the only kid on the field that could tackle him in that situation. Very nice run. They had the open field on a little veer to the left. Pitched, just kind of got it out to Sutton, and he came up this near sideline. Great run. Got him up to the 40-yard line.
I don't know if they trapped somebody, Tom, but a gaping hole.
Wide open. I think Coldwater may have just made an alignment mistake.
And on first down. Oh, Jackson. Motion penalty and 5 yards. Those are killers.
Hey, while we do this, Lumen Christi, West Catholic drove all the way down to the goal line but couldn't score. They had a muff snap. Titans got the ball back but got nailed on a safety, so it was 2-0 West Catholic. And then the kickoff was returned by West Catholic to make it 9-0 with 8:18 to go in the first. Then they scored again on a 2-play drive. So it's West Catholic 16, Lumen nothing.
Holland out here, that was incomplete. That would have been a touchdown.
That was catchable.
Had a hand on it. He threw it right over the defender. That was not very good coverage by Coldwater. They came up. Holland looped the pass over the defender.
And I think the receiver was Sebastian Tolan, the kid that kind of goofed up the kickoff.
He got a hand on it. Couldn't make the catch. That's two.
Holland hit him in the seam. I mean, it was
two catchable balls for Jackson that have been dropped that really both could have been touchdowns. Second 15, they try to swing it out to Sutteth. Shakes one man, but not the next, and gets maybe a yard.
Well, that's their other tough kid is Connor Colvert, number 24, that made the first hit on Sutteth. I think between him and DeMeester, 22 and 24, yeah, and I know people are here at the game watching this, those guys are pretty tough. They're good backs. They do play both ways.
Very solid football team. Nathan Spray helped clean that up also. So Jackson, third, 13. Paris in motion. And
he snapped it too soon.
Oh, boy. It's ugly right now. 5 yards against the Vikes. A lot of mistakes.
10:08 to go in the second quarter. It's Coldwater 7, Jackson High nothing. We're going to call it early season mistakes. And how many times go back? Well, I've got the scorebook here. How many times did Jackson not score in the first quarter? It doesn't happen very often.
This is third and about 16. Holland dropping, looking, running, hit, and down he goes at the 30. That's a loss of two.
A lineman hit him up front, and then one of the Beckheisens and number 60, Zach Gipple, on the stop.
And Jackson has a fourth and about 20. And let's see who. They've got Sutteth back to kick. He's back around the 20-yard line. Well, this will be likely pretty good field. High snap. Good grab by Sutteth, and he's going to have to run it. That's trouble, and he's going to be knocked out of bounds. 40-yard line, and he has hammered that was into the Jackson bench.
That was very close to unsportsmanlike conduct. Now, I'm not certain that he wasn't. I don't think he had an intention of punting. I think this is one of Scott's plays where he punted on fourth down earlier, and here he's got Sutteth back there to run the ball. I think that was a gamble on his part, and it really didn't work. But, you know, if that unsportsmanlike conduct was called correctly, where a kid drilled him out of bounds, Jackson would still have the ball.
But Coldwater has it at the Viking 44-yard line.
And the worst thing is, with 9:16 to go in the first, you're down 7-0. You might not get it back.
True. Short field here for Coldwater. And Tom, with a bevy of running backs, this offense, they can really wear down a defense.
And they do, because Colvert and DeMeester have been getting most of the carries. Severin had the 14-yard touchdown on the first play of the second quarter for Coldwater. But they do have some dimensions. And, you know, those two kids can catch. Beckhuizen, the two tight ends. Plus, you can leak a fullback out into the pattern off that straight tee. And I guarantee you, if they threw a pass there, nobody would cover them.
Second, 8. Over the middle,
kinda
caught.
Kind of like that.
Well, Jackson had a man there, but late, they just threw a little.
Yeah, no, pass. He was wide. That was that seam pass to Brady Beckheisen in the left tight end. And they didn't even hold him up at the line of scrimmage. He presented himself. Bach got him the ball, and I mean, they finally roll over, but that play is wide open.
That's like
taking candy from a baby.
Yeah, precision football here by Coldwater. Only that fumble has spared Jackson here. And they hand it off. This is a good run. This is going all the way for a touchdown. That'll be 30 yards for Joey Severin. And Coldwater making it look easy. That was a quick 44-yard drive, well, three plays.
And it shows you their depth, too, because that was Severin's second touchdown of the night. 8:09 to go, second quarter. They lead 13-0 over Jackson. But they've got all those kids that can run the ball. They've got kids that will catch it. It's a nice football team.
Yep.
They hit you on defense.
Extra point for Cameron Barnes. Kick blocked.
I think one of the linemen got it.
No, that was Sebastian Tolan, I believe, got in there, Tom. and block the kick. Let's take a short break. It's 13-0 Coldwater. Back in 30, 970 and 101.5 FM.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you to the Jackson County 2016 Fall High School Sports Season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest, go Mounties!
To GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Well, good luck to the Mounties. They're playing tonight in Eaton Rapids. No scoring on that yet. Again, Lumen down 16-0, second quarter over on Spring Arbor Road to Grand Rapids West Catholic. Barnes on the kick. Line drive down the middle. Scooped up at the 10, 15, 20. 25, 30. Good run back. Paris is loose. 45, one man to beat. Couldn't get him, and he got hit from behind. 50-yard line. Little extra shot there by Severin while he was on the ground. Probably not appreciated. A good run back by Jamar Paris to the 50-yard line, and now Jackson's offense got to do something.
Well, a little glimmer of hope to get him right back basically in the game if Jackson can pop one. And you know they can go the distance from any place on the field at any time. It's 13-0 Coldwater with 7:57 to go in the first half. Jackson does really need to score here, however. If they go three and out again, and Coldwater gets the ball back, you know, you're in trouble.
Midfield, good position here for the Vikings with Jake Holland at quarterback, and he takes it out of that short shotgun. He's about 5 yards behind center. He runs an option quick pitch. Good hard run, not many yards, but that was Anthony Parker that broke a tackle behind the line of scrimmage. He was able to scratch out 3 yards.
Parker's a good athlete. He's a good, stout, strong kid. He can run, but man, Demeester just drilled him, and Coldwater's tough.
Yeah,
They hit. They're just not jumping on your back like some of the schools in our league do.
Second and seven, little delay to Sutta.
Oh, he got drilled.
But look at Suddeth. He's got a first down. Wow. Suddeth is so strong. He got just hammered at the 41-yard line and got it down to the 38 for a Viking first down.
I think that linebacker was Jordan Weaver, a 6'1", 194 kid that hit him,
that
stood him right up, but Suddeth kept his legs driving,
man,
and got that first down.
That's a great 9-yard run by Shawnee Suddeth. First down, 38-yard line. Whistle, timeout, Jackson. They're down 13-0. We have 7 to go. Quick break, 30 break. And we're right back on WKHM 101.5 FM.
From autograph memorabilia to sports cards, comic books, action figures, and Magic the Gathering, get in touch with your youth. Get into the collector zone. The Collector Zone offers top-of-the-line card holders and storage products for all sizes. They even buy collectibles and have all the new stuff, too. Get in touch with your youth with MSU and U of M autographs. The Collector Zone, connected to Peterson Jewelers, next to the Hunt Club.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Welcome back here. First down Vikings, 38-yard line. And here's Suddeth again. Breaks loose, 30. What a cut! 25-20, 15-10, 5. Touchdown, Vikings! 38 yards, Shawnee Sutton. What a cut he made in that secondary. That kid's out there looking for his jock strap at the 20-yard line. Wow, what a move by Shawnee Sutton.
Very important to get him into the open field. And once he gets into the open, he's really unstoppable.
And the Vikes get right back in the football game. It looks like they're going to run for a two conversion here.
It's kind of Scott Farley's MO. That's his method of operation.
Mm-hmm.
Although they've had kickers in the past with good place kicking.
And they get there. Little flanker around. Jamar Paris, the senior at 165. And just like that, it's 13-8. Two great runs by Shawnee Sutton. And that's what he can give you. Instant offense. 6:53 left here in the first half. Action brought to you in part by the Augustine Group at Morgan Stanley, Janko Boot Shop, Brembo, Jack V. Butterfield Investments, American Title Company, Ron Ellison and the group, Joe Wolf and the crew at the Protection Center, Elro Steel, part of the group here tonight, 13-8, and the Vikings have a propensity for onside kicking. That's all I'll say here. As they get back in the game in a big way after being really dominated for about 18 minutes here. Kicking for Jackson. Looks like Jake Holland. And they go onside. They throw a flag. Wow. That was right at the 50-yard line. Man,
the official
that
is
was
standing,
close.
The official is standing on the Jackson side of the 50. The white hat came over to make absolute sure, and he wiped it. He took it away.
It's Coldwater's ball. No, they're giving it to Jackson. What are they doing? I don't think they know.
He picked up the flag, so it's got to be Jackson's ball.
He caught that ball right at the 50-yard line or at the 49. I think they're giving it to Jackson, but the very confusing signal by the officials.
Well, the penalty would have been for touching it before it went across the 50. And if that was the case, then
they're giving it to Coldwater.
Yeah, but if that was the case, the penalty would have given the ball to Coldwater at that spot of first touching, but the penalty was waved off. Now, I don't know how they got the ball here at the place of first touching, but...
Yeah, Coldwater's got the ball at the 49. And they go to DeMeester, and he gets down to the 45. Pick up a 4 and a second down and 6 for the Cardinals. They lead 13-8. 6.5 to go till halftime. On at halftime for Collins Brothers floor covering on Pearl downtown.
So that's exactly what happened. Jackson touched it at the 49.
Yeah.
The official threw the flag. There was no flag there. It's Coldwater's ball at that spot.
Second back, some running room. That's DeMeester.
Yeah.
And he's about 2 yards short of a first down.
He's a nice running back, and we haven't talked too much about either offensive line as but they've done, I mean, the Coldwater kids have done a really good job up front. I mean, they've had the ball pretty much the entire first half.
They go 183, 248, 220, 194, and 221. Not enormous.
What I like the best is they get up in
solid.
They get up in a line of, to the line of scrimmage, and they get in a 3-point stance and they go forward.
Real tight splits, two tight ends, and DeMeester's loose, and he's got a first down all the way to the Jackson 25-yard line.
Yeah, Dalton Yoxheimer on the tackle. When your inside linebacker makes a tackle after a gain of about 16 or 18, you're in trouble.
Pretty good crowd here. Tonight, Coldwater brought an excellent crowd over from the west. And they're at the 25. Five to go here in the first half. No flag there. It looked like movement before the snap.
Sure did. It looked like the entire left side moved.
No flag. They get a couple yards on the carry down to the 23-yard line. Second down, and we'll call it 8. Vikes need a hold here. Maybe a fumble. 4:30 to go. Coldwater up 13-8 here on WKHM. And DeMeester again hit hard, 20-yard line. Good defensive play by the Vikes there. We'll bring up a third and about 5.
From Lumen Christi. 9:42 to go in the second quarter, and it's Grand Rapids West Catholic 24, Lumen Christi nothing.
That's not a shock.
You don't see it very often.
No. But you're playing. Here's a Severin into the secondary. He's got a first down. Dives down near the 10-yard line.
Coldwater's good. Coldwater's good, and they're going to keep marching this ball. That's the worst
thing. Yeah, if you can't stop it.
Yeah, Jackson can't get the ball back, and, you know, it's just tearing you apart.
Four solid running backs, and really we haven't seen the quarterback run it yet, and he can run also. And they're just outside the 10-yard line, first down. Goal to go. And there goes Severin, and he just walks into the end zone unmolested. 10-yard touchdown. He has 3 touchdowns here in the first half. Joey Severin, a junior, 5'11", 170.
And he's getting the scores, but it could have been any of the other two.
Sure.
Yeah. They just punched him right up the gut. Jackson High is, I don't want to say demoralized, but it's...
Yeah, they're getting beaten down.
Mm-hmm. 3:17 to go, first half. Waiting for the PAT by Cameron Barnes. They might go for 2 here because they had the PAT blocked last time.
Yeah,
so
it looks like they're going to go for 2. And Bach trying to draw him offside. Hands it off, and they will not get there. Good D by the Vikes. So we remain 19-8, 30-second timeout, and we're right back on 970 and 101.5 FM.
The Jackson YMCA, where everybody comes to play. Join the Jackson YMCA between September 12th and October 17th, and join fees are just $5. Check out the new discounted young adult membership. Free child watch for all members. Jackson YMCA members can attend unlimited exercise classes like TRX, spin, and yoga for just $16 a month. Registration is going on now for after-school programs and youth sports like gymnastics and swim team. One membership, 2 locations, downtown and in Summit Township. The Jackson YMCA, where everybody comes to play.
Back
to GOC and Tom Ratchford, High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Action brought to you in part by the Collector Zone. Jay Vincent at the Collector Zone tomorrow afternoon. Autograph session, 3:30 to 4:30. The Jackson YMCA, Lumen Christi Catholic Schools, MVP Sports Store, Penn Chiropractic Center, B&G Landscape, OmniSource, part of our group here tonight on WKHM, 101.5 FM. And their very excellent kicker, Cameron Barnes, has it teed up again. Time for the Vikings. Over 3 minutes. Short kick. What happened? We had a flag. That looked dangerous. Jackson didn't have many people over there. They tried a little squibbing kick. But there was a flag, and they're going to walk off five against the Cardinals. Good thing for the High. Sun about to get behind that tree line. That'll be a break for everybody here. Looking directly into the sun here on the press box side.
That really is the worst. It's really the only bad thing about it. Graduation's the same way. You're looking, everybody's here looking into the sun.
They'll move it back to the 35-yard line.
I read a story today. Notre Dame Stadium, in their renovation, they're moving the broadcast and the press box to the east side of the field. So those guys will look directly into the west, into the sun, just like this. Well, you can't have the big shooters that are going to be in those boxes on the other side looking into the sun.
They kick it away. One bounce and a run back. 20-25. Hard hit at the 30.
That was Suddeth brought down by one guy. You don't see Suddeth go down. I mean, three kids eventually hit him, but one guy stood him right in his tracks.
He had a lot of help, though. I'll say not a lot of blocking there.
You know the best thing they're doing in Notre Dame Stadium in this renovation? Is there, you know where the flagpole is just to the right of the tunnel? They're going to cut that out and make a tunnel for the visiting team so that you don't have that mess, you know, that nonsense of two teams going in the same tunnel at the same time. I think that's a tremendous idea. And that'll lead right to the visitors' locker room.
Nice run by Suddeth. He slides over the 30 out to the 33-yard line. On first down, that's a pickup of a solid gain of five. Now you have 2:55 left in the half. You're down 19-8.
We've seen Jackson score three times in this last 3 minutes.
Yeah. But Holland drops back. He fires. And that should have been intercepted. It was nowhere near the receiver and right into the hands of Andrew Gebink. And I don't know how he dropped it. That was not a good throw by Holland.
No, it was severely overthrown.
Now third and five.
And the worst thing is the clock stops. You don't get this first down.
And here's Sutta. And he dives for a first down to the 40. We have a late flag. Holding on Jackson. Good gravy. That will nullify a first down. Probably give Coldwater a shot here before halftime. They'll take it back to the 24-yard line. So that turns into a 16-yard penalty. Vikes would have had a first down at the 40. Now they're third and 14 from the 24. Two and a half to go. till halftime. Holland back to throw it, looking. Now he rolls in trouble. He flips it out here. It's caught. Short gain out to about the 34.
That'd be Jamar Paris, I think, on the catch.
That was Paris.
Let's see, you know, and Holland is playing his way into it, but he doesn't have the wheels like Bramlett would have. And Bramlett was a pretty nice runner a year ago.
Yeah, very good runner.
In a cannon for an arm. So Holland's a very intelligent kid. He's maybe a little closer to the vest than those other guys. He's not going to gamble as much. He and did now get, you know, they got, you know, it's fourth and four, so he got some positive yards.
Yeah, he got about 10. And Suddeth's going to go back there, and I would not bet on him kicking. Now Jackson lets the clock run down to 140, and they take a timeout. We'll keep it right here. Again, Lumen Christi getting hammered 24-0 over on Spring Arbor Road, and that has not made it to halftime yet. They still had 9 minutes to go in the first half. Claire leads Ithaca 14-7.
Waverly has taken a 14-0 lead over Lansing Catholic with 11:03 to go in the second quarter.
Wow.
And that's also the very first night game ever played on the campus.
Their new
very
field.
First game. They've been playing afternoon games like Lumen Christi has. So same thing as Lumen Christi, very first night game for Lansing Catholic. Waverly leads them 14-0 early in the second quarter.
Birmingham Brother Rice after one, 7-3 over Birmingham Seaholm on the out-of-town board.
You know, they're whooping it up at the Driftwood tonight up in St. Ignace.
Beauty.
St. Ignace 24, Indian River, Inland Lakes nothing in the first quarter. I'm about due for another trip up to St. Ignace.
See the Fighting Saints. Suddeth is back at the 20. He's going to run it, and not even close.
Big old number 60, Zach Gipple.
Tom, you can't do that. You just can't do that. Now you're almost giving Coldwater a touchdown here.
Gipple drilled Suddeth right in his tracks. Pretty good sized kid, 6'2", 225.
But Coldwater, they had five players there. There was no fooling them on that. And Suddeth needed a miracle to get out of that box, and he could not.
And the worst thing is there's 1:35 to go in the first half. Coldwater gets it first and 10 at the Jackson High 27.
Man. And DeMeester up the middle, dragging tacklers inside the 20, 18-yard line.
Yeah, 8-9 yards. Coldwater does have all three timeouts left. We're down to 1:15. Clock is running here. 1:15 to go in the first half.
Ithaca just kicked a field goal. They trail Clare 14-10. 9 minutes to go, first half. They fake to DeMeester. They run the option. Late pitch. Ball went out of bounds. That will be a first down. It was kind of a forward pitch. I don't know if they even call that anymore. And it's a first down at the 11. That ball eventually went out of bounds, but Coldwater football. And the quarterback,
he slipped
it off.
Yeah, Corey had it. He got a gain. He's down inside the
Colin Torrey, and a timeout Coldwater here with 50 seconds.
They're down to the 7.
Yeah, 7-yard line, second down. They could get a first down at the 1.5. Well, the game's just been totally dominated by Coldwater. One huge run by Shawnee Suddeth got Jackson on the board. That's really been the extent of the offense, Tom. No consistent offense, and the defense has stopped nothing.
Right, that's the disconcerting part, because you know the offense will probably be able to score, but when you can't stop somebody, and it's, you know, it's cold water football. It's line up in those two tight ends, that balanced line, and you don't see scoop blocking like most of the other teams do. You don't see these kids get off the ball, and they get into your pads, and Jackson doesn't practice that way. Jackson doesn't have anybody that gets off the ball like that in practice that can block. You can't simulate this in practice.
Northwest leads Eaton Rapids 8-6, just about halftime. And here's a touchdown. Demeester walks into the end zone. 7 yards. Yeah, to say it's demoralizing would be an understatement. Jackson just can do nothing to stop this team. They're running at absolute will out here. And it's 25-8 with 47 seconds left. That didn't take long for the Cardinal after the Jackson gave them the ball down here at about the 25-yard line or so.
Yeah, on the fourth down where they elected to run the fake with Suddeth running it instead of punting it.
They run for two. They're going to throw wide open, caught, 2 points. That was Colin Torrey who leaked out of the backfield. And all cold water here. Let's take a break for a minute. 27-8 our score. Right back on 970 and 101.5 FM.
Are you on your feet all day? Do you work on a line? Do you work on the road? Do you work outside? Are you taking care of your feet? Safe while camping, always use a flame retardant tent and set up camp far away from the campfire. Only use flashlights or battery-powered lanterns inside the tent or any other closed space. Always build your campfire downwind away from your tent. Brembo of Homer, Michigan, just 15 minutes west of Jackson.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Here's the cold water kick. It's bobbled. Picked up by Cortez Moore. Down the sideline, and he got it back to the 40-yard line. He ran all the way back to the 15 and found some room up this near sideline and got it all the way out to the 40.
Okay, 38 seconds left for Jackson. They do have one timeout left. I think most importantly, first of all, they can score from here. You know that. But it's more important, I think, right now that they handle the football. They're not going to do anything dumb anyway. They're just going to run the ball with what they do. But what they do does require ball handling. You know he's not going to step back in a pass and just heave it down the field. But they've got plenty of options. They can get the ball wide, get it open.
Hand it off to Parker, and he is hammered. Fights his way, though, for a couple extra yards.
Colin Klein, 6'4", 221, hit him first. And then, of course, Demeester was right there along with Covert. Connor Covert, 24.
Warren D. LaSalle leading Lowell. 19-13, 5 to go, first half. Over in the Grand Rapids area. Clock running out here. This will be the last play. Holland back and throws it long down the sideline, and that is intercepted. That was deflected and picked off by Severin to end the first half. And a beat down here in the first half, all cold water, 27-8 over the Vikings. And let's take a three break, and we will come back for Collins Brothers Floor Covering. Family owned and operated since 1940 on Pearl, downtown Jackson. Again, our score at the half, cold water 27, Jackson 8, 970 WKHM, FM 101.5.
It's the meat sale you've been waiting for. The four-day meat sale at Polly's Country Market. This Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Have Polly's Country Market's butcher custom cut your steaks. USDA Choice Whole New York Strip, slice free, $5.69 a pound. Fresh ground beef in the 10-pound bag, $1.99 a pound. Fresh all-natural whole pork butts, two-pack slice free, $1.39 a pound. Fresh all-natural whole boneless center cut pork loin, slice free, $1.59 a pound. Fresh seaboard pork spare ribs, $1.99 a pound. Fresh all-natural pork baby back ribs, $2.99 a pound. Fresh whole pork tenderloins, $2.49 a pound. Fresh chicken leg quarters in the 10-pound bag, 49 cents a pound. And individually quick frozen boneless skinless chicken breasts in the 10-pound bag, $1.39 a pound. Polly's Country Market, serving you better, saving you more since 1934. Take advantage of these savings and so much more Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Polly's Country Market. Find out more and visit country-markets.com.
The future is here. South Central Michigan Virtual, where learning is no longer defined by place. SCMV provides unparalleled individual service. They have certified teachers and mentors who connect with you in person or online. There are very real people behind the scenes who will help you reach your educational goals. Tuition is free, and kindergarten through 12th grade is enrolling now. Give them a call for more information or schedule a visit at one of their learning centers today. 844-252-7268.
School is back in session, which means kids will be swarming the streets walking to school and crowding the corners waiting for the bus. It also means that we've got to be careful driving through school zones. Drive extra slow and stay alert for children crossing the street. If you approach a bus stop where kids are loading or unloading, stop and wait for the bus to begin moving again. Then keep a lookout for kids walking along the road. Together we can make this school year a safe school year. This message brought to you by the American Title Company.
Why is it important that auto owners insurance helped repair over 300,000 vehicles last year? Well, over 450 of those vehicles belonged to volunteer firefighters. And because their claims were handled quickly, they were able to focus on what they do best.
It's gonna be all right.
Which was very important to 5-year-old Jenny Wilson. Auto owners insurance, the no problem people.
Call Jill Feierstein, Brandy Fowler, Vicky Topa, or Carmella Clintworth at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back here at Withington Stadium, our halftime brought to you by Collins Brothers Floor Covering. They're on Pearl in the heart of downtown Jackson. Superintendent Jeff Beal, got to be delighted with the crowd here.
You know what? It's a good crowd. We're having a lot of fun. But if I can get some production on the field, you know.
I tell you, you're playing a buzzsaw tonight.
It's tough. They got a real good run game going, and they can move the ball. So you got to give them credit, and our defense has to step up.
Yeah, you got to regroup. This is hard offense to defend, and they throw four running backs at you, Jeff, and it is, you can see the defense wearing down.
Yeah, no doubt about it. They're a quality team, they're a quality program, and you know, we've got to come back and have a good second half, no doubt about it.
We just had the virtual commercial on, talk a little bit about that. I was amazed talking to Fred Parker and Mary Lou Conkle the other day. It's just amazing what they're doing now.
Well, and you know, the ability for us to offer programming kindergarten through 12th, and everybody's going kindergarten virtual, but really that's aimed at homeschool parents. So, you know, parents who are out there, and they don't have to live in Jackson or even Jackson County. People who are homeschooling their students are just looking for curriculum. We're a good source to come for that, and it's all free. And then for those kids who want a high school diploma, who are on a college track, want to dual enroll, we've got partnerships with four different universities. You know, and so it's a good opportunity to take college classes while you're taking your high school diploma. So good stuff.
I guess I'm surprised more people don't take advantage.
Well, I think quite frankly, more people do. I think if you and I were to sit down and take a look, I guarantee you we know people who are taking classes online. And for Jackson Public Schools, the biggest thing is when you know somebody who's taking classes online, help support your local district, get them into South Central Michigan Virtual. All of that helps our entire district, and we can provide a better quality of program because our teachers are, you know, they're reaching out to help these kids so that they're not just doing it on their own.
Right, and now you have a storefront where you can go out there and really get the one-on-one information you need.
Yeah, without question. You know, if you're excelling, you can come in. If you are struggling, you can come in. We're going to run some field trips, some virtual field trips, the ability to sit down and do some things in 3D, and then some labs for our younger kids so that they can come in and get some social time and some hands-on activities. So real good stuff coming.
Off to a good start this week?
I'm going to tell you, I've been in every building, and I have heard more and more that it has been the best start of some people's career. It's just been a great start to the year. Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, the band sounds good.
We have got Marching Vikings. Well, let me tell you, these guys are the class of the county, no doubt about it.
They're fantastic. Hopefully, we see some points go up here in the second half.
Yeah, you know what? I don't think that the first half is going to be indicative of Viking football this year. We've got a talented group of kids. They're very fast. We're gonna see some good ball out of the Vikings, I guarantee it.
Thanks, Jeff.
Have a great day.
Jeff Beal, superintendent here at Jackson Public Schools, former star Viking, pulling left guard. What year was that, Jeff?
87, 88, 89.
Oh, okay. One of those years. I think 88 they beat Lumen, didn't they, Tom, in that triple overtime game?
That was it?
And Jeff was offensive guard, offensive tackle. Tough kid.
Thanks, Jeff. Go suit up, will you? 27-8. Our score here, Coldwater leading Jay High at the half. 3 minute break, and we'll be back. Our halftime for Collins Brothers. Floor covering on Pearl in the heart of downtown Jackson. And we're right back on WKHM at 101.5 FM.
At Morgan Stanley, you'll find a level of experience and commitment to retirement advice that we think is unique in the industry. We'll bring together all the pieces of your financial life, various accounts, properties, policies, beneficiaries, and the like, and see that those pieces work together to help provide and protect the resources you'll need for retirement. This is Matt Augustine, financial advisor with the Augustine Group at Morgan Stanley. Call us today at 768-7709 for advice that goes beyond investments. Let us introduce you to a new standard for retirement planning.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC, member SIP.
Hello, this is Jackson Public Schools Superintendent Jeff Beal. JPS is proud to be your neighbor. We believe that working together with our families, businesses, and government, we can make a stronger Jackson. At JPS, your whole family is important to us. Through our creative community partnerships, we provide outstanding academic opportunities to our students and offer an array of wraparound services for our families. This collaboration makes Jackson Public Schools a special place where students excel and families grow. Visit us on the web, follow us on Facebook, and enroll today. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the new principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School. This is the time when your child is becoming who they are. It's not enough to just be teaching them reading and writing and math. You have to also be cultivating who they are as human beings, having them explore really deep questions about faith. Give that transformational experience to students there and to the community. Call 787-0630 or stop by Monday through Thursday, 9 to 2. We want our kids to go out and change the world. My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the new principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School. This is the time when your child is becoming who they are. It's not enough to just be teaching them reading and writing and math. You have to also be cultivating who they are as human beings, having them explore really deep questions about faith. Give that transformational experience to students there and to the community. Call 787-0630 or stop by Monday through Thursday, 9 to 2. We want our kids to go out and change the world.
From autograph memorabilia to sports cards, comic books, action figures, and Magic the Gathering, get in touch with your youth. Get into the collector zone. The collector zone offers top of the line card holders and storage products for all sizes. They even buy collectibles and have all the new stuff too. Get in touch with your youth with MSU and U of M autographs. The collector zone, connected to Peterson Jewelers next to the Hunt Club.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Welcome back on 970 WKHM, 101.5 FM. Greg O'Connor, Tom Ratchford, Mike Armelli, Tony Mack made a very cameo appearance here. And Josh Ankrell, our executive producer for many years here. And let's get you some Updates from the out-of-town scoreboard for Tri-County Water, serving Jackson for over 50 years. I think we have some of their water up here. Tri-County Water scoreboard.
Over on the west side of the state, Portage Central leads Mattawan 28-0. It's Stevensville Lakeshore 13, Battle Creek Central 6. Also over on the west side of the state, Saginaw Swan Valley leads Zeeland East 7-0. These are all halftime scores. It's Battle Creek Harper Creek 25, Richland Gull Lake 7. Of course, Harper Creek is an Interstate 8 opponent of Lumen Christi. In the Adrian area, Morenci leads Pittsford 22-7, and Milan leads Adrian High 10-0. Huge opening game for both schools, and it's Clinton 28, Manchester 6. That's with 4:10 to go in the first half. Clinton 28, Manchester 6. Locally, Columbia Central leads Napoleon at the half 13-0. Concord leads Hanover 8-0 at the half. Thank you, Mark Sauber. Gross Eel leads Jackson County Western 21-14, also a halftime score. I forgot the Northwest score you gave me.
They led 8-6 over Eaton Rapids at halftime, the Mounties.
Of course, locally, Lumen Christi is getting hammered. It's 24-0 West Catholic over Lumen Christi at the half. A little bit outstate now, Clare leads Ithaca 20-10.
Wow.
With 4:56 to go in the second quarter. At halftime over in Metro Detroit, Clarkston leads Lapeer 14-7. It's a couple pretty good football teams. Pontiac Notre Dame leads Redford Thurston 35-0. Of course, Notre Dame is coached by Pat Fox, the cousin of
He's still there?
Yeah, Pat Fox. Brother Rice leads Birmingham Seaholm 7-3. And, of course, our score here is it's all Coldwater at the half. Coldwater 27, Jackson High 8.
A couple other scores. White Pigeon 7-0 over Union City. That has not reached halftime. At halftime, Ubley over USA 22-6. And Pickford has journeyed down to Bel Air. Pickford 32, Bel Air nothing. There's a road trip from Pickford to Bel Air. Very nice bus trip there. U of D High leads Detroit Mumford 2-0. That's at the end of the first quarter. And let's see what else we have on the scoreboard. Up north, up in the Traverse City area, Glen Lake leads Kingsley. Approaching halftime, 21-7. At halftime, Canton over Dearborn Fordson, 28-7. Halftime, East Lansing, 21, St. John's, nothing.
Boy, a rough night for the CAAC Blue last night, so good to see East Lansing playing well.
Rochester Adams are 14-14 at the half. Cass City 28, Flint Hamity 14 at halftime. As the Vikings come back to the field, Traverse City St. Francis leads Marquette 14-7 at halftime. And that should, we've got Farwell has foraged a 27-8 lead over Coleman at halftime. Let's take a 3-minute break, and we'll be back. Second half is coming up. Our halftime today brought to you by Collins Brothers Floor Covering. Family owned and operated since 1940. They're on Pearl in the heart of downtown Jackson. Collins Brothers Flooring and More. Back in 3, 970 WKHM and 101.5 FM.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you to the Jackson County 2016 Fall High School Sports Season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
Are you on your feet all day? Do you work on a line? Do you work on the road? Do you work outside? Are you taking care of your feet? At Jenko Boot Shop, they care about your comfort. They care about your feet. That's why they have the biggest selection of Red Wing work boots you'll find anywhere in Jackson County. Some of the best pricing on some of the safest work boots you'll find. Waterproof, insulated, steel-toed. They've got them all at Jenko Boot Shop. Take care of your feet. Take yourself to Jenko Boot Shop.
A wise man once said, a journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. The same holds true when planning your financial future. Whether you're just getting started planning your retirement or you're looking to make your savings last well into your post-career stage of life, Jack V. Butterfield Investment will provide the professional advice you need. Take the first step. Visit jvbco.com. Your financial blueprint, Jack V. Butterfield Investments, jvbco.com.
The Jackson YMCA, where everybody comes to play. Join the Jackson YMCA between September 12th and October 17th, and join fees are just $5. Check out the new discounted young adult membership. Free child watch for all members. Jackson YMCA members can attend unlimited exercise classes like TRX, spin, and yoga for just $16 a month. Registration is going on now for after-school programs and youth sports like gymnastics and swim team. One membership, two locations, downtown and in Summit Township, the Jackson YMCA, where everybody comes to play.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the new principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School. This is the time when your child is becoming who they are. It's not enough to just be teaching them reading and writing and math. You have to also be cultivating who they are as human beings, having them explore really deep questions about faith. Give that transformational experience to students there and to the community. Call 787-0630 or stop by Monday through Thursday, 9 to 2. We want our kids to go out and change the world.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Welcome back to Withington. We're just about set for the start of the second half. Sun has finally sunk here in the west, or wherever it sinks. Oakland Christian, leading Star International, 42-0. Fulton leads Bay City All Saints, 32-2 at halftime. In another drubbing. Again, Northwest had an 8-6 lead over Eaton Rapids at the half. Western trailing Gros Isle, 21-14 at the half. And at the half over on K105.3, it was Columbia Central 13-0 over Napoleon.
You know, we mentioned that Pontiac Notre Dame has a 35-0 lead over Redford Thurston. And Pat Fox, of course, coaches at Pontiac Notre Dame. His cousin, Nick Russo, is listening live down in Largo, Florida this evening.
Boy, it must be nothing to do in Largo tonight.
Well, they're ducking a hurricane is what they just did.
Oh, get in the basement, Nick.
It's going to go to the south of us. We're in Central Florida, and the hurricane is kind of dissipated. I think it's just going to be a tropical storm. So it's going to bring an enormous amount of rain to southern Florida, and we're not going to get hit that bad with it. But it will be raining for the next couple of days. When it starts one of those tropical storms, it goes for about 2-3 days and it will not stop.
Cold water. That kick is picked up by one of the front men. Good run back. Wow, was that Parker? That was Anthony Parker. Good job by Parker to get it back to the 41-yard line. Vikes have had trouble on a couple of those line drive kicks tonight. One ended up at the 2-yard line. Oh, the Vikes at the 42. And they are down by 19. They really gave Coldwater a gift touchdown at the end of the first half. That was a killer. 19-8. Looks a lot better than 27-8. Nice run by, that's got to be Suddeth, out to the 50-yard line. Pickup of 8. And a second down and 2 for the High. They need to grind out some first downs, and they run an option. Holland fakes it, has a first down. He's hit hard. Hangs on to the football, 46-yard line, and a first down for the Vikings.
Yeah, pretty good read there by Jake Holland, and he got drilled, like you said, pretty good. You're going to have that happen. He just doesn't have the elusive speed that Bramlett did, but he'll be all right. He can service this team as a quarterback.
Sure. Out of that short shotgun. And a whistle.
And, you know, if you think about it, how many passes in the first half were dropped? 3? Two were dropped, and one probably should have been caught. I mean, there's some situations there that he put the ball right there.
Yeah. Another 5-yard walk-off. Those have hurt Jackson tonight. Probably a half dozen of those procedure penalties. And I think that was on somebody in the line that moved. And a first and 15. Suddeth follows big 77. He gets that 5 back, plus 3. 8-yard run by Suddeth down to the 43-yard line.
Just a belly off of right tackle. And
follow Tyler Wilson, Jr. at 275.
He's big.
Maurice Smith, Noah Hubbard, Zach Smith, Trey Monroe up front. And Suddeth again. Look at him break tackles. That's just amazing, and he fumbled. But I believe he got it back. He did. What an amazing run by Suddeth. Man. Have we seen anybody that runs out of tackles like this time? They have 4 players there.
Good fundamental.
First down. Holland keeps it this time and has just a couple yards. Fake to Suddeth. He can't give it to him every time. And Holland got 2 yards. He's just inside the 30. Jake's a senior, 5'11", 180 pounds. Does not look very big from here. Suddeth, a senior, at very sturdy 195. And they run the option. Fake pitch, should have pitched it. Couldn't get the pitch away and then got drubbed after a short gain and a Viking limping off the field. And is that Hubbard?
Yeah, it's the center, Noah Hubbard. He's replaced by Isaiah Fleming.
Oh, boy. Hubbard, two-way performer. You can't afford to lose him. Hopefully it's just a cramp.
I'm sure it's hot. It's not Florida hot, but it's hot. I'm surprised they didn't take water breaks halfway through the quarters.
Here's Shawnee. Great dip move, 20-15-10. And he's down to the 8-yard line. Unbelievable. He dipped right around that corner, man, Tom.
Right. When he gets in the open field, and to be honest with you, he'd probably be better off as a flanker or a swing man getting him the ball wide. I think he would prefer to do that than run between the tackles because that's where he can do his damage. When he gets into the open, he can make those shifty little moves. He's got great feet and hips.
Here he goes again.
See
he
that?
Is
right up the gut, big old number 60.
Crushed
Zach him. Gipple was right there again. I think that's the third time Gipple has dropped him like third period French.
Boy, you got to block that guy. He's right in the middle. He was right in the backfield.
The Hubbard's not in the game either, I don't think. Have you ever had to drop third period French?
No.
Should I change it to chemistry?
Recess. Sudduth hit in the backfield.
Again, that was Gipple and one of the 88. That's the other Beckhuson.
See, that's the problem. You can't
continue
to feed him.
Yeah, but you can't block up front. I mean, it's you're fooling yourself if you don't block these guys. I mean, Sudduth can run and do all those things, but you can't do it with mirrors.
Third down, long, Holland.
Oh, boy.
Hit and drilled.
That was linebacker Nathan Spray saw and read that Holland was going to roll to his right and throw, and he came out of that linebacker spot and drilled him for a big loss.
Holland's got to get rid of the ball, Tom, just throw it away. But he took that sack all the way back the 22-yard line.
We were talking to the coaches as they were coming back up to the coming back upstairs at halftime. You can't simulate this speed in practice. And, I mean, let's face it, Coldwater's better.
Holland drops the ball. It's picked up by Coldwater. 50, 45, down to the Jackson 40. Holland went back to throw, and he just simply dropped the ball. And that was picked up by...
That was 54, Nathan Spray, the same kid that... made the tackle on him on a play previous.
He almost went about 70 yards for a touchdown.
So it's a fumble. He picked it up on one bounce clean and advanced it. So with 6:46 to go in the third quarter, it's Coldwater 27, Jackson 8. Coldwater now with the ball, first and 10 at the Jackson High 37.
A depressing turn of events there. Jackson had a first down. Kicked, they were ready to score, and now they don't have enough players on the field. They slip somebody out right at the end. Hard run by Colin Torrey. He ran right over a defender down to the 30-yard line. And this is a powerful Coldwater football team. They're not huge by any stretch. They're very well organized. They've had, I don't know, have they had a penalty? Just very well coached.
You know, there's only been the one penalty, I think, against Jackson High.
Well, they've had half dozen procedures.
Oh, yeah, they did.
And here's DeMeester, and he's loose. Touchdown.
Oh, man, the umpire just got trampled at the 20.
30-yard touchdown run for DeMeester. Sam DeMeester, 5'11", 195. Yeah, the ref took a pretty good hit.
You know, the ump stands where those linebackers are, and he got just buried. So 6:01 to go, third quarter. Coldwater now leads 33-8 over Jackson. We're going to wait this PAT. You're going to see what the heck they're going to do with the ump.
He's okay. Coldwater's not punted the ball yet. They had one fumble, and they have not been stopped. Just up and down the field with this straight T offense. And they'll try to run for two here, up 33-8. And Jackson holds them, I believe. No. Did not get in for the two. We stay at 33-8. Six to go in the third. Back in 1 minute. 970 WKHM FM 101.5.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the new principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
This is the time when your child is becoming who they are. It's not enough to just be teaching them reading and writing and math. You have to also be cultivating who they are as human beings, having them explore really deep questions about faith. Give that transformational experience to students there and to the community. Call 787-0630 or stop by Monday through Thursday, 9 to 2. We want our kids to go out and change the world.
The Jackson YMCA, where everybody comes to play. Join the Jackson YMCA between September 12th and October 17th, and join fees are just $5. Check out the new discounted young adult membership. Free child watch for all members. Jackson YMCA members can attend unlimited exercise classes like TRX, spin, and yoga for just $16 a month. Registration is going on now for after-school programs and youth sports like gymnastics and swim team. One membership, two locations, downtown and in Summit Township. The Jackson YMCA, where everybody comes to play.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Cameron Barnes kickoff and a run back to over the 30-yard line by Parker to about the 32. And the Vikings go there first down. Top of the fifth, Tigers trailing the Angels 1-0.
Aren't they the hapless Angels?
They are very that's a bad, bad operation.
Yanks jumped all over Baltimore early. I think Gary Sanchez had a couple hits, a couple RBIs. It's Yanks 7, Baltimore 1.
Kansas City hammering Boston. Well, they're winning again. Cleveland and Texas scoreless. Second inning. Yankees 8-1 over Baltimore. Seattle leads the White Sox. The Tigers need to sweep those Angels. And Verlander trailing 1-0 in the fifth. There's a fake handoff, and
that was Lance Taylor.
Yeah, that was not Holland, Lance Taylor. Nice run down to the 45.
So Lance Taylor at quarterback for Jackson High. 5:34 to go, third quarter. Coldwater 33, Jackson 8. I don't know if Scott had this planned or if he just thought it was time for a change.
From the 45, they give to Suddeth. Breaks through the middle. 25, 30, 20, 10, 5, 4-yard line.
Pretty nice run. He did run that one right up the gut. I think it was just off left guard and left tackle. And the offensive line did a good enough job to get him in the open.
He's hurt. Hurt his left leg, Tom. Hopefully it's a cramp.
From the looks of what the trainer's doing, I would estimate that it is a cramp.
And we'll have an injury timeout here. Let's take a break. Jackson threatening, but they're down 33-8. And we'll be back in 1 minute on 970, 101.5 FM.
Are you on your feet all day? Do you work on a line? Do you work on the road? Do you work outside? Are you taking care of your feet? At Jenko Boot Shop, they care about your comfort. They care about your feet. That's why they have the biggest selection of Red Wing work boots you'll find anywhere in Jackson County. Some of the best pricing on some of the safest work boots you'll find. Waterproof, insulated, steel-toed. They've got them all at Jenko Boot Shop. Take care of your feet. Take yourself to Jenko Boot Shop.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you to the Jackson County 2016 Fall High School Sports Season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
To GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Hey, the Vikes have just scored. Lance Taylor ran one in. They had to take Suddeth out of the game. And Taylor on a quarterback right up the middle, just kind of a quarterback delay, ran it 5 yards. And the Vikes get on the board here with five to go in the third. 33-14, they run for two, and they get in there. That's good. Look like number three, Sebastian Tolan, took the handoff. So the Vikings bounce back after surrendering that touchdown, and it's 33-16. Vikes down 17 here, midway through the third quarter. Subway player of the game afterwards. B&G Landscape Weather Report. What would you say, Tom? Pretty nice.
I'd say it's doggone nice,
yes. Really nice right now. Nice weather. Partly cloudy and very pleasant here at the stadium.
You should have been at the golf course this morning. You want to see nice weather. Little dew on the ground when you tee off by 9:30.
That was early.
We usually, our guys usually tee off at 8:04, and they went to Ann Arbor today, so I got it with a different foursome, and we played at 9:58. And it was just spectacular out at beautiful Arbor Hills.
How'd you shoot?
I had 100. I usually shoot 90. I had 100.
Here's a little pop fly kickoff. And Jackson never had a chance to get that. And Coldwater takes over at the 41.
But Jake Wojtusik had a 79 with Alex Harpawisky. Also, I think Harpawisky had a 75. These guys are good. And I kept getting it in the high grass. It just would not. I could not get that club through the rough.
Well, that's all they do is hit play it right. Golf and hydrate.
Man, they hit it right down the middle. Eddie Vaughn had a. He was in the 80s, not up to his standards, but
42-yard line for Coldwater.
But it beats working.
Yeah. DeMeester. He has a 7-yard pickup out to the 48-yard line. Anthony Parker there defensively for the Vikings. Another Jackson player down. We're getting, it looks like a lot of cramping, but and I can't for the life of me pick out that number down at the 40. But we have an injury timeout on the field. Let's take an injury break here. 33-16, Coldwater, 970 and 101.5 FM.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At Omnisource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our 5 Omnisource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit Omnisource.com.
To to GOC and Tom Ratchford, High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
That looks like a cramp for, I believe that was Zach Smith. You know, I can't be certain. Because you just can't read these numbers. Here's a good defensive play by the Vikings. We'll bring up a third and about two. Those cramps are painful.
Especially, well, you're going to get them early in the season, but when it's really hot, you the kids lose a lot of fluids. You know, 45 years ago when we played, they used to shove salt tablets down our throats. Can you imagine what a salt tablet would do to you right now?
I think I'd blow up.
Not recommended on that low-sodium diet.
No.
Or no sodium.
Right. Third and two from midfield, the 50-yard line.
The things we did.
And looks like they might be short of a first down by about a foot.
Jackson did a real good job defensively over there. They met Bach at the point as he was trying to roll, and then they held their ground on that far side. I can't really identify them because of the Jackson's camouflage uniforms numbers, but he's going to be about a half yard short of the first down. As you mentioned, Coldwater yet to punt tonight. And you know what they're ripe for right now. 33-16 Coldwater, 3 minutes, 10 seconds to go, third quarter.
I don't even think they have to mess with that. They just want to get a first down. And
you don't think Jackson will jump offside?
They actually ran a quarterback
sneak for about a yard and a half, 2 yards.
Tom out at Napoleon.
Well, if you hear that duck quacking, that means that's your tone on your text. Steve Boyle just checked in. It's Columbia Central 27 and Napoleon 7, and I don't know what time of the game. Lumen Christi has scored, and with 5:10 to go in the third, it's West Catholic 27, Lumen Christi 7.
First down for Coldwater. They just quarterback sneaked about 2 yards there. To keep possession, keep the clock running, and there goes DeMeester. And he runs through tackler after tackler, and he's down to the 30-yard line. And he picks up 19 yards and runs over about 5 Vikings in the process.
By the way, on that Lumen Christi game, I had the score at halftime. They kicked a field goal just before the half, so it was halftime was West Catholic 27, Lumen Christi nothing. And Titans, I don't know who scored, but they just did. So it's they're only down now 27-7, 5:10 to go in the third. Here it's Coldwater 33, Jackson High 16 with 2:05 to go in the third quarter.
And there's a nice run.
That's Severin again on a reverse handoff. I think Jackson's probably cheating. They're not reading their keys up front. And now Coldwater's getting yards, 8, 9, 10 yards at a crack.
Second down and 8. Second of Swan Valley, leading Zeeland East 21-12.
Remember, of the two Zeeland schools, West is the good one. Even though West is west of East by 100 yards.
Call Ron Ellison, Clinton 42, Manchester 12.
They've had a good couple-year run for Clinton.
Second two here for the Cardinals. And up the middle, DeMeester for a tough couple yards. Anthony Parker's had a strong game for Jackson.
He's a good kid. He's a good player.
Made the tackle, third and about a half yard.
Anthony's had a tendency to be injured. He injures himself in baseball. He always plays so hard that sometimes he's had some leg issues.
Rest in peace, Rick Gus, Morency, 34, Pittsford, 7. Fowler leads Maple Valley 14-0 in the third. And here it's third down and not much more than a foot here for cold water.
Cold water is taking as much time off of this clock as they possibly can.
And they have a first down. Little belly dive for Connor Covert. He hasn't run the ball in a while. And that will... That'll end the first third quarter when they wind the clock here. I don't think Coldwater will take a snap. That play did not go out of bounds. And the clock's going to...
A long time for the Jacksonite chain gang to slide down there and set that.
Yeah, the clock has now run out. And after three, Coldwater 33, Jackson 16. We're back in a minute with the fourth quarter, which will be brought to you by B&G Landscape. Got mulch. Stay with us, 970 and 101.5 FM.
A wise man once said a journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. The same holds true when planning your financial future. Whether you're just getting started planning your retirement or you're looking to make your savings last well into your post-career stage of life, Jack V. Butterfield Investment will provide the professional advice you need. Take the first step. Visit jvbco.com. Your financial blueprint, Jack V. Butterfield Investments, jvbco.com.
Alros Steel and the Glick family are proud to celebrate 100 years of living and working in the Jackson community. Louis Glick arrived in Jackson, Michigan in 1916. He built a successful scrap business, Glick Iron and Metal. In 1948, the youngest of Louis' children, Al, with guidance from his brother Robert, started his own metal service in Jackson. He named the new company using the first two letters of his name along with his brother's name, calling it Alros Steel. Today, Al is still active at Alros Steel in its 69th year in business. Alros Steel, online at alro.com.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
They are at the end of three over at Lumen Christi. Grand Rapids West Catholic, 27-7 over Lumen after three. And we're starting the fourth quarter here. Coldwater at the 17-yard line. And Mr. DeMeester goes nowhere this time. Strong gang tackling by the Vikings right at the line of scrimmage. And a host of Vikings, you just can't read their numbers. They'll put that ball right back at the 17-yard line. Eric Bach has not had to do much for Coldwater, their quarterback, but hand the ball off tonight. I think he's thrown two passes, maybe. And they're up 33-16, second and 10. First back through DeMeester. He's through the left side. He's down inside the 10-yard line.
And it took three Jackson kids to tackle him.
He is a good...
And he stiff-armed another.
Real straight up and down runner, Tom.
Yeah, real nice running back. That time just straight ahead. I think it was just a belly dive off left guard.
Viking defense has to be exhausted. They've been on the field the whole game.
Yeah, they're dragging their wagons.
And a couple of those guys going both ways. Ball's just inside the 10. Third and two for the football Cardinals from Coldwater. And DeMeester did not get the two. He only got about a foot, so it's going to bring up a fourth down. Problem is, Jackson needs three scores. They're down 17. They actually gave DeMeester no gain, so it's fourth and a long two.
You know they have something in their playbook for this. I mean, and you really sometimes don't even need much more than a quarterback belly.
Fumble. Jackson will get the football. They're going to pick it up at the 9-yard line.
They were going to get it either way because I don't think Coldwater was going to get the first down.
That was Severin, and a real good hit in there by Jackson. Separated the football, and the Vikings picked it up at the 10-yard line.
You notice right away the Coldwater defense now. Jackson gets the ball. They're down 33-16, 9:33 to go in the game. But you notice right now the quartet of defensive backs about 5 yards deeper than they had been playing. The two safeties, for instance, the ball's at the 10, and the two safeties are back at the 25. Now they inch up to about the 20.
Yeah, you really get it to one of your speed guys out in space, Tom.
Right, just like this.
They flare it out. Good defense by Coldwater.
That was Severin, Greg. Severin dropped him right there in his tracks.
Jamar Paris hit behind the line by Severin. He is a nice player. He's only a 165.
And a junior. But I think that's the type of play you were looking at. Just that quick pass into the curl area and let him run.
And there's a pass behind the intended receiver. Taylor's still in there. Lance Taylor, junior at 185, and he threw that behind
Mike O'Dowd, number 88.
O'Dowd was out there pretty open, but the pass was behind him. And now you're looking at third and 12. And there's a pass, a diving catch. That might be a first down. That should be a first down. I don't think they got a real great spot. It's right at the 20.
Looked like he shot-putted that bad boy, but Jamar Paris came back and made the catch.
Great catch. It's going to be a fourth down in about a foot.
That's a tough spot because there was no official anywhere near it.
No.
The two linesmen.
I thought it was on this side of the 20, Tom.
Yeah.
And now they're giving him a first down. I think that was whatever official stepped in there, that was a good job. I'm sure that was on the other side of the 20.
The head linesman made the signal that he caught the ball. Then the linesman on the Jackson sideline ran in and gave him the spot.
Oh, Taylor rolling, looking, throwing, caught.
You know, Severin knocked him out of bounds after he was already out of bounds. That was Mike O'Dowd on the catch. And that was borderline unsportsmanlike conduct. And I think you mentioned his name earlier for a possible late hit.
Yeah, he had a little shiver after a play that was probably not the cleanest play out here tonight. First and 10, though. Nice grab by O'Dowd, sophomore. And here's Shawnee Suddeth, and he gets about 4 or 5 yards out to the 39-yard line. Yeah, Jackson's got to speed it up here. You've got 8 minutes to go. You got to score three times. This pass is caught 40, 45, 50. Good job. Midfield first down.
You got to score three times and keep them from scoring.
Right. Lance Taylor. Well, you just get a couple onside kicks, don't you? Lance Taylor's done a nice job here. They're at the Coldwater 49. Taylor fakes and stumbles his way back to maybe the line of scrimmage.
Brady Beckheisen was the first player that hit Taylor, and then those other two kids, Severin. I want to say 68. I don't have a 68 on the roster, but
Severin was shaken up, but he's still out there.
But it was nice, the emphasis. In the old days, those guys would have led with their heads, and you saw both of them did not lead with their heads. They led with their shoulders on that tackle.
Taylor rolling in trouble, and he's going to be drilled out of bounds. Maybe gained a yard. Taylor running for his life. One of the Coldwater players very slow getting up over on the sideline. Boy, that water didn't stay cold very long here. Take a steam bath and that stuff. Third nine, Taylor. Rolling, looking, throwing. Throw! Dropped! Goodness, O'Dowd, he was all alone, right in the breadbasket.
He hooked up into the curl area. He was open, but he had to wait and wait and wait until Taylor finally got him the ball, put it right in his breadbasket, and he dropped it.
Man, that's a couple cold, flat drops tonight for the High. And now it's fourth and nine. 6:49 to go. Bikes go for it. Taylor rolling right, looking. He throws it. It's caught. First down. Julian Guerrero makes the grab for first down. Very nice job by Taylor. That was Ratchford's classic 12-yard dig. And he put the ball right there. And Guerrero caught it. Timeout, Coldwater. With 6:40 to go. Quick break, 30 break. 970, 101.5 FM.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the new principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School. The spirit of Lumen Christi, the traditions are there, but it's always getting better. Our goal is that we are creating incredible human beings, that we're pushing every single kid who walks through our door to be their absolute best self. Come talk to me and hear about our vision for where we're headed. You're going to think, my kid has to be a part of this. Call 787-0630. Stop by Monday through Thursday, 9 to 2. We want our kids to go out and change the world.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back at Withington. Jackson High trying to make this end of the game interesting. Real nice drive from back inside their 10-yard line there at the Cardinal 30. Behind backup quarterback, Lance Taylor. Shante for five, down to the 24, actually about six. Boy, he always gets an extra couple yards. West Catholic has scored again, Tom.
Yeah, they kicked a field goal, and they lead 30-7 over Lumen Christi with 8:57 to go in the fourth quarter.
Taylor fakes to Sonneth, and he rumbles up the middle for a first down. Down to the Coldwater, 13. And this backup quarterback, who started at linebacker, very impressive. He has been able to move the offense. And he gives to Sonneth. Runs away from one tackler and runs into five of them at the 11-yard line. Again, Shante had to come out for a while with, he had a cramp issue, as several of the Vikings have had here tonight. Although right now it's really pleasant. And a large opening night crowd. We've had the opening night crowds here when school's not in session. There's a, look like a fumble down there. The Vikings have it back at the five. You could shoot a cannon through here.
Yeah.
When you play before school.
Right. School started on Wednesday, and I got to tell you, I'm glad I'm retired and not sitting up there when it's 90 degrees and humid, but the kids had a full day of school today. I think they had a pep rally.
Didn't they put air conditioning in up there?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Just in the offices. And I tell you what they air conditioned.
I'll have to talk to Beal about that.
They air conditioned three of the major areas, the cafeteria, the auditorium, and the cafeteria, auditorium, and the library. but they can only operate two of the air conditioning units at the same time. So if you had a, if you had something going on, you can't have three events going on and be air conditioned. You can only use two of the air conditioning systems at once.
That's interesting.
Yeah. They would have had to run ductwork through the whole school to make it feasible for the classrooms.
Here's the quarterback, Taylor. He's down in the end zone for a touchdown, Jackson. Lance Taylor. 5:24 to go. Taylor runs it in from 5 yards, and it's 33-22. Much better second half here for Jackson, although the defense still has not forced a punt. And the Vikes will go for two here to try to cut that lead to 9 points. And they get stopped.
That was a reverse. I think Marcus Worthy ran the ball, and he didn't go anywhere. So with 5:24 to go in this game, it's Coldwater 33, Jackson High 22.
Take a quick break, 30 break, and we're right back with the kick on 970, 101.5 FM.
When it comes to your investments, you need solid guidance. But how can you be sure your financial advisor isn't thinking about a commission instead of your future? This is Casey Sykes, financial advisor with the Augustine Group at Morgan Stanley. We don't represent products, we represent our clients. With access to in-depth research and analysis, we can help you create an investment strategy based on your specific situation. Call us today at 768-7709 so that we can help you develop a customized investment strategy.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
To GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Well, 33-22. Get set for the onside kick here for the Vikings. GOC, Tom Ratchford, Josh Ankrell, traveling secretary Mike Armelli. From the air conditioned suddenly, Withington Stadium. We have our air conditioner here from that's been sent in by the Honeywell Corporation. You must have stock in Honeywell.
Yep. If I had stock in Honeywell, I'd get a new fan that
if you have stock in the Mylan Corporation, sell it. Here's a high pop-up kick, great over-the-shoulder catch.
Zach Miller of Coldwater, just a terrific play there to handle the ball. A lot of times kids don't want to handle the ball on those kickoffs. So a pooch kick very high by Jackson High doesn't work. I would have really rather seen the ball bounce around.
Yeah, the onside, the regular onside.
I'm not going to question Scott on that one. They have an entire package of onside kicks in different areas, different weaknesses, bubble kicks, punch kicks like that. Now, 5:23 to go. Jackson High is down by 11. They desperately need to get the, they got to get the ball back from Coldwater somehow.
Need a fumble. And they have fumbled twice, but not here. They're out to the 31-yard line.
Fullback buck. Again by
Meester.
Yeah. Man.
DeMeester.
He is something. Sam DeMeester, a couple of touchdowns on the night on runs of 7 and 30. Joey Severin on touchdown runs of 14, 30, and 10.
And the clock runs.
Coldwater's impressive. Yeah. Jackson, very impressive, making a little comeback.
Well, what a job by the backup quarterback.
Yeah, because they could have cashed it in.
No, they've they played hard. Ooh, dangerous pitch. Severin has it. And good defense out on the wing by the High. That was Marcus Worthy. That's an excellent play on the corner.
Worthy's the outside linebacker on that side, and he scrapes and runs. And again, That's Jackson's game. You're going to try to beat them to the sideline. It isn't going to happen. It's
I'm surprised they ran that play.
It's DeMeester and Covert and those guys on the Bucks up the middle that are giving Jackson the problems. You run wide on them. Now, the thought, Greg, is we're down to 4:05 to go in the game. Clock is running. They want to try to run wide to take an extra couple of seconds.
Third down, short five. Don't jump offside. And they get a first down.
There's your buck right up the middle.
They got six. They needed five. And that's going to kill most of the rest of this clock.
They might,
I think the Vikes have already used a couple timeouts here.
No, they each have two.
Oh, okay. Well, the clock runs, and we're down to 3:30. From about the third, they're going to throw it. And that is, it looked like it was juggled. They're going to call it a catch. That looked like it was juggled out of bounds.
These straight T teams that run that buck all night long, and then when you least expect it, run that doggone seam pass, or in this case, just a little flag pattern over in the corner.
Jackson had it covered.
Man, it's
fairly well.
Yeah, but it's demoralizing. Hey, they might be whooping it up at the Cadet tonight.
Wow.
Concord is leading Hanover Horton 16-0. Couple minutes to go in the game.
Double cheese pizza at the Cadet.
I'm thinking that sounds pretty good.
Here's a running play for about a yard or so, not much.
Unless, of course, we have Subway on our
we'll take that
on our sponsor list, which is very near my house and also might be a stop tonight. The one by my house, they've got four subs advertised for $4. Four different ones for $4 this week. How can you beat that? I can't go to the grocery store and get the ingredients to make a sandwich for that little.
Cold water grinding the clock here. Just past 9 o'clock at WKHM Jackson. And we're down to 2.5 minutes left here and a timeout for the Vikings. Quick break, 30 break. We shall return. Coldwater up by 11 on 970 and 101.5 FM.
Why is it important that auto owners insurance protects over 2.5 million properties? Well, over 700 of those properties belong to dairy farms. And because their claims are handled quickly, they're able to focus on what they do best, which is very important to milk connoisseur Cody Howell.
More milk, please.
Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Call Larry Mazurek, Joe Wolf, Nikki Devers, or Steve Mazurek at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
JD, RBI double.
Good news from Comerica. I might not make this, Mike. Stand by. Tigers have just scored three on the hapless Angels. They lead 3-1 in the sixth. Third down here in five. DeMeester, first down. 30-yard line, 29.
And DeMeester, the ball carriers. Inside the 35, here to the 30.
Samuel DeMeester. Tough kid. And the clock's going to run out on the Vikings here. 2:20 to go. And Coldwater's, they have done all night here, just grinding on this clock. 4 and 5 and 6 and 7 yards, and then occasionally they'll break a big one. And there's a yard or two.
See, the thing is, this Coldwater really doesn't need to score. They just need to control the ball.
Yeah.
I bring that up because of the, you know, we've had times in the past where Jackson, for instance, tried to remember when they scored when they didn't need to that night against Northwest.
And lost. Second about 7, clock 90 seconds left. Coldwater just taking their time. They slip it off up the middle for 3-4 yards.
Yeah, nothing fancy. Jackson takes the timeout.
We'll keep it here. Out of town scoreboard for Tri-County Water, serving Jackson for over 50 years.
At our last check at Lumen Christi, there were 8:57 to go in the game, and West Catholic was leading Lumen Christi 30-7. Now with 7:30 to go in the game, Gross Eel leads Western 41-21. At the end of the third, Northwest leads Eaton Rapids 17-13. Northwest over Eaton Rapids. It was at the end of the third quarter, Grass Lake leads Stockbridge 24-18. With 2 minutes to go in the game, Concord leads Hanover Horton 16-0. And I didn't get our last check from Steve Boyle at Napoleon, but Columbia was leading Napoleon.
I think it was 27-7. They were handily leading. So in the sixth inning for the Tigers, Victor, a double. J.D. doubled him in. And Justin Upton, another Justin Upton sighting. Two-run homer to give the Tigers a 3-1 lead. Heading into the seventh inning.
So that was the last time out of the night for Jackson. 1:20 to go in the game.
And there's a third down, and they may have a first, and that will end it.
Right at the stripe. Referees put the ball at the 20. They need to get just over the 20-yard line.
Lowell was down early. They have come back now to lead Warren De La Salle 30-19.
And that is a first down for. It's a first down for Coldwater.
That's it.
A final score: Morenci beat Pittsford 34-7.
Love that old bulldog at the old gym, sitting over that basketball hoop down at Morenci.
Oh, you used to go down there when St. Mary's was in the Lenawee?
Yeah. I think they had a wooden backboard.
I went down there a couple times when Don Baxter used to coach at Morenci, and we used to drive down there and play softball. Oh, that's quite a trip. That's quite a road trip back from Morenci.
This one is going to be over. Coldwater takes a knee, and the clock is running out. And your final score here at Withington tonight is Coldwater 33, Jackson 22. And we'll take a 3-break. Post-game show is coming up. That will include our player of the game. Our fourth quarter brought to you by B&G Landscape. Got mulch. 33-22, the final on 970, 101.5 FM.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At OmniSource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our 5 OmniSource yards conveniently located in Southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit OmniSource.com.
School is back in session, which means kids will be swarming the streets walking to school and crowding the corners waiting for the bus. It also means that we've got to be careful driving through school zones, drive extra slow, and stay alert for children crossing the street. If you approach a bus stop where kids are loading or unloading, stop and wait for the bus to begin moving again. Then keep a lookout for kids walking along the road. Together we can make this school year a safe school year. This message brought to you by the American Title Company.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the new principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
This is the time when your child is becoming who they are. It's not enough to just be teaching them reading and writing and math. You have to also be cultivating who they are as human beings, having them explore really deep questions about faith. Give that transformational experience to students there and to the community. Call 787-0630 or stop by Monday through Thursday, 9 to 2. We want our kids to go out and change the world.
A wise man once said a journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. The same holds true when planning your financial future. Whether you're just getting started planning your retirement or you're looking to make your savings last well into your post-career stage of life, Jack V. Butterfield Investment will provide the professional advice you need. Take the first step. Visit jvbco.com. Your financial blueprint, Jack V. Butterfield Investments, jvbco.com.
When it comes to your investments, you need solid guidance. But how can you be sure your financial advisor isn't thinking about a commission instead of your future? This is Casey Sykes, financial advisor with the Augustine Group at Morgan Stanley. We don't represent products, we represent our clients. With access to in-depth research and analysis, we can help you create an investment strategy based on your specific situation. Call us today at 768-7709 so that we can help you develop a customized investment strategy.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney LLC, member SIPC.
Al Rose Steele and the Glick family are proud to celebrate 100 years of living and working in the Jackson community. Louis Glick arrived in Jackson, Michigan in 1916. He built a successful scrap business, Glick Iron and Metal. In 1948, the youngest of Louis's children, Al, with guidance from his brother Robert, started his own metal service in Jackson. He named the new company using the first two letters of his name along with his brother's name, calling it Al Rose Steele. Today, Al is still active at Al Rose Steele in its 69th year in business. Al Rose Steele, online at alro.com.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back with Tom Ratchford. All over here at Withington, big crowd. Heading out into some construction out on West Ave. That's a nightmare. 33-22, the final. Coldwater really dominated the game. They never punted. They did. The only time they lost the ball, they had two fumbles. That was it. Really, they didn't have any penalties. I do not remember a penalty for Coldwater. Jackson had a number of very annoying procedure calls, but nothing outlandish for an opening game. Very, very well-schooled, very solid Coldwater football team on both sides of the ball. Our Subway Sub Shop player of the game tonight, Lance Taylor. Jackson was really going nowhere on offense, and Taylor came in the second half, led them to two touchdowns, and looked pretty good in doing it. Able to complete some passes, and he ran the ball quite effectively when it looked like Shante Suddeth had really kind of worn down in the fourth quarter. He took quite a beating, although he did have several big runs, and I'm sure he was up probably around 150 yards or so of rushing for the night. But this was all Coldwater tonight. They dominated this football game at the line of scrimmage. They used four running backs very effectively to pound out the 33-22 win. Our Subway Sub Shop player of the game, again, who started on defense, finished on offense, the junior, Lance Taylor. Let's get a couple final scoreboard items from Tom Ratchford before we wrap it up here. Tom, for Tri-County Water, serving Jackson for over 50 years.
It is a final score at Lumen Christi now, Greg. Titans scored with a minute 5 to go in the game to draw it to 30-13. So West Catholic led 27-0 at the half and never looked back. It's Grand Rapids West Catholic 30, Lumen Christi 13. In our area, with 7 minutes to go in the game, Gros Isle was leading Western 41-21. Columbia was whipping Napoleon by a lot. We lost our score in the shuffle. At the end of the third, Northwest was leading Eaton Rapids 17-13. Grass Lake was leading Stockbridge 24-18.
27-7, the last score we had, Columbia, that was in the fourth.
Okay, with just a minute to go, Concord was leading Hanover Horton 16-0.
I think that went to 22, Tom. 22-0, Concord.
Concord. And how about this for a final score? Benton Harbor under Elliot Uzelak has beaten Marshall 28-7.
That is a shocker.
Isn't that nice?
Wow.
What he's done with those kids.
That is amazing.
You get them to believe in themselves, give them a little bit of work ethic. And, you know, same thing what Scott did here. Greg, Jackson High was getting trounced. It looked like it was going to be just an unbelievable blowout, but Scott somehow has gotten these kids to believe in themselves.
They kept playing.
Yeah, he did, and he made that quarterback change. It was our player of the game, Lance Taylor. It made a difference. And, they're disappointed, but they didn't quit. And they hung in there against a really good football team with Coldwater.
Yeah, the Coldwater's very solid. They'll be a tough team to beat in that conference. All the scores tomorrow for Ice Cold, Anderson Distributing, Polly's Country Markets, and we'll have all the baseball highlights as well tomorrow. Again, the Tigers hit the Angels with a 3-spot in the 6th to take a 3-1 lead there. So opening night, disappointment here, but a real nice crowd here tonight for the opener at Withington Stadium. For Mike Armelli, Tom Ranchford, Josh Ankrell, GLC here at Withington, our final, Coldwater 33, Jay High 22. Thanks for your time this time. Till next time.
Tonight's coverage of high school football on Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM was brought to you by Jackson Public Schools, OmniSource, B&G Landscape, Penn Chiropractic Center, MVP Sports Store, Jackson YMCA, Lumen Christi Catholic High School, The Collector Zone, Al Rose Steel, American Title Company, The Protection Center, Jack V. Butterfield Investments, Advanced Fluid Technology, Northwest Community Schools, Shanko Boot Shop, Brembo, The Augustine Group at Morgan Stanley, and Jackson Area Subway Restaurants. Visit WKHM.com for a complete game schedule and audio archive.